Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU along with Andy and Dave Cruz.
So it was a big night last night. Let's go to Jeopardy.
A total for the match of 88,600 as we come to James Holzhauer, who could win the match. He had 44,000. Did he come up with Iago? He did not. And it doesn't matter your wager. 44,000. Ken Jennings!
That's
you are the champion!
Congratulations.
Nice job.
For me?
The greatest of all time. Congratulations.
How nice.
Yeah, I mean, he's a nice guy.
He does seem like a nice guy.
Yeah, were you like me? I was watching it, and I don't watch Jeopardy that often because I feel like a dummy when I do watch it. The question seemed super duper hard compared to regular Jeopardy, weren't they?
Yes.
Or no?
And especially last night, I watched a little bit of the first half hour and I was like, I can't even, I felt so bad for Brad because he had no points and then he got 2,000 and then he went back down to no points. And he's our guy from Pennsylvania. So I was so bummed. Like, he's the one who's always been making Eagles references and stuff like that throughout the
And again, a funny dude,
tournament.
Seems really nice. He's smarter than 99.9% of us, but there were giant parts of the show you didn't even know he was there.
I know. Exactly. Yeah. Huge parts of the show. So, and the thing that separates these three guys that were on the show is that, you know, Brad was the initial winner. He was the first person to win tons and tons of money on Jeopardy, but his time there, the rule was you can only win 5 days in a row and then you had to be done. So he had to retire kind of early, whereas Ken Jennings and James Holzhauer did not have
that
rule.
They could just go forever. Yeah.
Right. And that, you know, Brad was all the way back in 2000. These guys are much more modern. Mm-hmm. So I remember one day last week, Alex was saying, you know, one of the questions that everyone is asking is, how did you guys prepare for this? And Brad said that he was trying to memorize things that you're able to memorize, like capitals and geography things and things like that. But one of the things that he wished that he had memorized was his button pushing. And then, Alex cut him off and went right to Ken Jennings, who ended up winning. Yeah. And Ken said that's exactly what he did. He would watch shows of Jeopardy and focus on Alex's cadence so that he knew when, because if you hit it too early, your buzzer doesn't work. So he watched his and would listen to his cadence. So, you know, and then James Holzhauer, his whole thing is, how much are you going to wager? Find those daily doubles. Wait, like, have as much money as you
start
can.
Start with the biggest amounts of money and work your way up the board instead of down.
So that you can wager as much as you can and then nobody can even catch up with you. So that was their thing. But, you know, like, those guys, They just had an edge on Brad, unfortunately.
And it's still funny, as Alex Trebek mentioned, for Brad, even though he didn't win last night and Ken Jennings won another $1 million, Brad is still the all-time money winner in the history of game shows.
Right.
Despite the fact he got nothing.
Over $4 million, because when they put him up against regular Joes who have only won a couple times,
he
kills them. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, last night was really tough.
Yeah, so let me ask you, Andy, how do you think you would be able to do against Ken Jennings? Because what we have are some of the questions.
I would like it better if I could play Family Feud with
them.
No,
you can't.
I think I would do. Okay.
Wrong music.
All right.
We're doing this one. So we have a list here of just a few of the questions that Ken Jennings got wrong, because there weren't many.
Oh, brother.
So now we will give you a little help in that we're going to make the multiple choice.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So
let's see how you do.
So everybody play along with me here.
All right. So here we go. The closest country to Greenland is this one, a mere 16 miles away. All right.
I think of Greenland as being like in the middle of nowhere.
Your choices are Iceland, Canada, Norway, or Ireland. Again, the closest country to Greenland.
All right, so I'm going to talk my way through this. So I know that Greenland is actually icy, whereas Iceland is actually green. So I don't think that they're next to each other. I'm going to go Canada.
Let's see? Yes, Canada is right.
Yes.
All right, you are smarter than Ken Jennings.
See, Ken Jennings, you're not all that.
All right, I don't even know what this one is. We're going to go after this one. In ancient Peru.
Oh, brother.
Oh, only certain priestesses were allowed to brew this beverage they considered very sacred. Your choices are coffee, tea, kombucha. Is that how you say that?
Yeah, I like that.
And beer.
I'm going beer.
All right, let's see. Beer is right. Oh my God.
I am smarter than Ken Jennings.
Wait, we got to do one more. We got
I'm about to pass out. I'm not even breathing right
now. And I know you're not cheating because I'm looking right at you. All right. Though only 5'7", this founding father was called the Colossus of Independence. Your four choices are Harry S. Truman, Alexander Hamilton, George Washington, or John Adams.
All right, so Ken Jennings got it wrong. Yeah. So I'm guessing it's not Hamilton because he's been so top of mind for everyone. I don't think it's George Washington because I think that he was actually really tall. I don't know anything about Harry Truman, so I'm going John Adams.
I swear to God, if you get this right.
Yes!
Oh, my God! I can't believe it.
Yes!
Oh, my
God. Yes!
What is it? Take that, Ken Jennings!
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you, love your show.